everyone. In February, I saw my school's play, James and the Giant Peach. I loved it so much, I wanted to find out more about how they did it. So first, I talked to my friend, Cyrus, who played the grumpy centipede. Yes.
Why did you want to sign up for a cast member?
Well, I wanted to sign up for a cast member because I thought it would be fun to interact with new people, and I thought it would be fun to act. I wanted to try something new because my mom actually did acting. Plus, it's really, really fun once you get
into it. I'm in this acting camp now.
That's great.
So, was it hard when you had to, like, follow the little James and the Giant Peach book?
At first it was tricky because you had to memorize all your lines. But then after a while, you got used to it, and then you knew your cues when you should get in and when you should not.
When did you, like, start?
Oh, I started about 6 months ago, so half a year.
What were some friends you met when you did that?
Well, I knew a lot of friends there, but I think I got to know... I didn't really make any new friends, but I got to know people more and more.
Yeah. And what grade again?
It was third, fourth, and fifth.
No, what grade are you?
Oh, I'm fifth.
How about the songs? Were they hard?
Most of the James and Giant Peach songs were not too hard. I think Floating Along is the hardest song, and I think Pumpkin Juice is the easiest song.
Yeah. And can you act a little grumpy?
Yeah, I can act grumpy.
Okay, that's good. James and the Giant Peach, right?
Yeah, James and the Giant Peach.
Just Cyrus. Cyrus. Next, I interviewed my music teacher, Mr. Stone. He directed the play. And my very own teacher, Mrs. Wood, who designed the sets. So, how did you direct it and make the setup for the peach?
So, I teach all the music first and the songs. And then, after the songs, we do what's called blocking, which is that's where we go through the actual direction on the stage of telling them, all right, when you say this, I like you to move here. When you do that, I like you to move there. And that gives some of the bigger movements, but I like to give the students some flexibility in bringing their own ideas of their characters on the stage, and then if I need to shift or ask them to do something a little bit different, then I do that.
So they were asking how you set up the peach.
Oh, wow. There's like a whole process to it. So I always go to Mr. Stone in the beginning and I say, what are you looking for exactly? So once I get an idea of that, I take out my handy dandy iPad and I sketch things out. And then I go back to Mr. Stone to get approval. He either says, yes, this is great, or, you know, let's try it again and see if we can do something a little bit better. And once we get that all set, then I actually bring in my projector. People who are helping with the play, they come in if they can, and they help me trace the big peach onto the big flat panels that we have. So once we get those traced out, then we have to go out and buy paint. And then we come in bit by bit when we can, and we just paint, paint, paint. And we use my pictures from the iPad as the frame of reference to kind of help us out, to get us through the process. And that's how we get through that.
And she probably spends as much, if not more, time painting the sets than I do actually directing the show.
I think you said that during the show.
Yeah, she really spends a lot of time on it. And when she comes to me for approval, there's usually not a time where I ask for something different because she does amazing work in getting it ready to go.
Thank you, Mr. Stone.
Although I will say that the peach that hangs on the tree was probably our biggest challenge, figuring out how we could do that. Because the tree itself was just cardboard attached to the door. So we had to have something light enough that it wouldn't pull the cardboard down, but large enough because it's supposed to be a giant peach.
I took like a bunch of hangers that I get from the dry cleaners and kind of just opened them up and bent them into the shape of a giant peach and just kind of played around a little bit and found the thinnest paper that I could in the building and taped it around that piece. And you know, it somehow worked for us, which was great.
How about the house, the Spikered Sponge house?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty much the same process. You know, I drew, well, actually, originally, I drew a different house. And
I wanted it kind of more decrepit and, like,
yes.
not nice looking. Yeah, so the cracks and stuff.
Like,
so that was one of the times where I said, I think this is a little too nice for what we're doing. So then she changed it a little bit, made it look like it's leaning, and added those cracks and whatnot.
And then it was pretty cool because at some point, there were a few people from the cast who actually said, Mrs. Wood, you know what would be cool? Why don't you add a sign that says, keep out? And I said, let's try it. And we all liked it, so we added that. So we all kind of collectively created the house together.
So I heard someone threw up.
Yes. So the last evening performance, towards the end, and there was some sickness that kind of went through the cast before that. We had to have some people fill in because it was right around the time where the stomach bug was hitting.
Yeah, like Molly.
Molly, who played Earthworm, she was not able to be here the first night because she was sick.
Was she there on Saturday?
She was there on Saturday, yep. She was feeling better. I was really excited for her because it's disappointing to put all that work in and then not be able to perform. So I was really happy she was well enough. The second night, Patrick, who played the part of Centipede, it was almost towards the end of the show. We only had about 10 minutes left in the show. He got sick on stage.
Were like landing near the tower, or was it a little before?
It was right during Plump and Juicy, right towards the end of Plump and Juicy.
He froze up.
Yeah, so
but fake froze up.
Right, so in earlier, what attracts the seagulls is supposed to be Centipede throwing up the peach because he ate the peach and then he gets kind of seasick. but towards the end, he actually got sick on the stage, which I didn't even see until somebody told me, because I'm kind of watching the dancers and kind of getting everything else going. And we just took a brief pause to clean it up, make sure he was okay.
Was Cyrus even there?
So Cyrus was here. So if somebody played the part on Friday, Saturday, they were the ones helping with all the scene changes and the lighting and all that stuff. So Cyrus was able to fill in for those last few minutes of it. And we joked because, like you said, that he was supposed to get sick earlier and it's supposed to be fake. So we said that he was a method actor.
So what are you doing next? Like, you're not doing one next year, right?
Right. I don't do one every year just because it is a very, very large time commitment. And so when I'm doing the shows, it takes a lot of time away from my own family and my kids' like events. I miss some of those things, and I know same with Ms. Wood.
So like the year after next year, is there any plans already?
So my plans right now, I'm looking at what shows I think I might want to do. And then there's a couple things that go into that. I have to see what the sets are like so I know if we can do it at the school. I have to see what our singing is like with my students that I have to see if the songs are too hard
or too easy.
Yeah, because I want them to be challenging. So I usually like to choose really challenging
shows. You
want
them to be challenging but not like hard that
to the point where we can't do it. So I want to do it well, but I want to have to be able to push the students to do better and better and better to get there. Mm-hmm. So I usually set the bar pretty high. These shows, James and the Giant Peach Jr. and the one I did before that, Honk Jr., we're probably one of the only elementary schools that does a show that big and that difficult. They're usually done at middle school and sometimes high school. But I do have a couple ideas of shows that I'm considering. I'm considering Matilda Jr., which is actually another Roald Dahl show.
So you're liking Roald Dahl?
I do like Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl was actually one of my favorite authors when I was younger. When they took his books and turned them into musicals, the people who turned them into musicals really did a very good job, and there's really good music in them. That's one of the main important things to me as a music teacher, is I have to like the music that's in it for me to want to do it. So Matilda Jr. is one of them, but I was also thinking possibly a Disney show like The Little Mermaid Jr. or Aladdin Jr. So I'm not really sure yet. I got to kind of think about it and look at what all those shows entail and see if it's something that we can do it and if I really like the music enough.
In 2 years, I will be in fourth grade. I hope I can be in the play. Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Nico Nagel. Trebby.